Welcome back to Simple Recipe Box with your host, Ben Harper. Today, we're diving into a delightful twist on a classic treat, s'mores bars. Whether you're a baking novice or a seasoned pro, this recipe is a perfect blend of simplicity and delectable flavors. Let's start with what you'll need. For your crust, grab 1.5 cups of graham cracker crumbs, 1/4 cup granulated sugar, and 1/2 cup melted unsalted butter. The topping calls for 2 cups of milk chocolate chips, 1 cup of marshmallows, and an optional 1/2 cup of chopped pecans or walnuts for that extra crunch. Don't forget a teaspoon of vanilla extract and a pinch of salt to enhance all those flavors. Now, why is this recipe special? It's all about the method and that secret ingredient, vanilla extract. It adds a depth of flavor that complements the sweetness of the marshmallows and the richness of the chocolate, making your s'mores bars simply irresistible. Let's get cooking. Preheat your oven to 350 degrees Fahrenheit and line an 8-inch square baking dish with parchment paper. Mix your graham cracker crumbs, sugar, and melted butter, then press this mixture into your baking dish to form a solid crust. Bake it for about 10 to 12 minutes until golden. Once your crust is ready, sprinkle those chocolate chips over it. Let them melt slightly, then spread them out to form a deliciously gooey layer. Now, scatter your marshmallows on top, and if you're using nuts, sprinkle those on as well. Bake this for another 10 to 12 minutes until the marshmallows turn golden and the chocolate sets. Here's a pro tip. Keep an eye on those marshmallows to ensure they toast to perfection without burning. After baking, let the bars cool completely on a wire rack. This step is crucial for getting those bars to set just right. Once cool, lift them out using the parchment overhang, slice into squares, and voila! You've got yourself a batch of heavenly s'mores bars. Now, how should you serve these beauties? They're fantastic as they are, but if you want to go the extra mile, pair them with a scoop of vanilla ice cream or a dollop of whipped cream. And for storing, keep them in an airtight container at room temperature, and they'll be good for up to 5 days. So there you have it, folks, a simple yet fantastic recipe for s'mores bars that's sure to impress. Give it a try and share your creations with us. Until next time, keep enjoying the simple joy of home cooking. Happy baking, everyone.